And if I say the word Norrie here, it is with the greatest of respect. Northside till I die. Let's get Miles Gaffney on the line. Hi there, Miles, how are you?
How are you getting on, Mick?
Okay, now I'm very good. Now, on Monday's show, there was a very disgruntled Norrie. Okay, and as I say, I use the word Norrie with the greatest of respect, who told Neil of how he felt the Northside was always hard done by. You're aware of that, and hence came the song Northside till I die.
That's right. No, I actually know the guy in question. That was on the show. Gussie Healy, Pat Healy. Very proud Norrie man. Very good with Cockpenny Dinners also.
Mm-hmm.
But the song Northside Till We Die was a song that I wrote very, very quick. I actually wrote it when my wife was on her hen. Forgot I had wrote it. And I sang it in a sing-song. I didn't sing it on stage. I sang it in a sing-song the following day down in the top of the Hill Pub in Granabraha. And I remember a fella called John Cronin saying, did you write that? And I said, I did, yeah. He said, that's going to be an anthem for all of us. And I recorded it. And it's that everybody knows it now. Every Norrie, I get requests from Boston, Australia. I get videos all over in the morning and the night. Kids singing it. Videos of the song been played and sang.
Well, the first time you blasted it out in public in the top of the hill, some guy came up and he said, did you write that? That's going to be our anthem from now on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he knew it was going to kick on. I was actually kind of, you know, it's an easy song, like, and I was kind of weary of singing it, saying, oh, man, what's he singing about?
How many years ago was this, Miles?
I'm married 5 years now, yeah. 5 years ago.
5 years ago. And as many of these anthems do, you know, an extra verse is added here and there.
So originally it was 4 verses. And in, I was there was a musician called Jackie Keefe. And anybody in Cork involved in music would know Jackie Keefe. He's a fantastic musician. And when I started out, I was very raw regarding equipment and stuff, and Jack was very good to me, and Jackie was a Norrie, but he was living in Ballyfihan, and I was to meet him out there. So when Jack passed away, his family asked me to sing at his funeral, which I obliged, and on the way out in the car, I said, you still have to do something for Jackie, because Jackie was a fierce ball hopper, you know, fierce fella for the classic and the wind-up.
Yeah.
So I made up a verse for Jackie, and I sang it that night in the half bar at the afters of his funeral, and that stuck. And then when John O'Shea won the darts, I was asked would I put a song in for sports. So I put in a verse for sports, which include Tomás Mulcahy and Tony Sullivan, Roy Keane, Aaron Hill. And I change the names then every time I play it live, you know. Mickey Roach. And then there was one about last year. Suicide was skyrocketing in the north side, especially in the Knocknaheeny area. So we put on a concert, you know, for suicide awareness. And I added a verse that night. So it's like, if there's a north side up in heaven, you know, and then you go in, and when I get there, then all the people that obviously, you know, committed suicide or took their own lives, that I'd see them again, like, you know, and there's that one. And I mentioned a few of the lads and girls, and their families were all okay with it.
Miles, I have to admit, I'm sorry, it's the first time I've heard of the song. Obviously, it's an anthem for all of those on the north side. Would it be fair to say that if a Northsider gets a mention in a verse of your song, be it written yet or not, it's almost like a Norrie knighthood?
Yeah, Thomas Gould TD, he posted a tribute to me on his social network and thanking me for including him in the song, you know?
Okay.
When the boys and get mentioned in the song, our girls, like, some of them are deceased and some of them are living. But a few weeks ago, there was a guy, Jason O'Connor, like, his family contacted me, like, and said, geez, thanks for including Jason. The Keithings are another family, Adrian Keithing, Golly Flynn, all the lads I mentioned, their families always thank me and all. And it gives the people a sense of pride and a sense of unity, and that your people have not forgotten about you, like, you know.
I don't think the Northsiders are short in any sense of pride somehow.
I remember I did an interview with Tommy Tiernan one time, and he said to me, Jesus, I want inward looking people, he said. Ecock people, he said, not realise that the whole world exists around you.
I interviewed Tommy Tiernan one day, and I thought he was in kind of, he was in very acerbic sort of savage form, very sharp, very, you know, he was very quick. And I think there was something on his mind. And later on the same night, he was being interviewed on the Late Late Show and he got barred off it.
he's only quick because he studied me that day, and he had my accent down to the ground, like, and he was calling me the Woody Guthrie of the North Side, and destroyed me for about 3 minutes.
Did you hear what he said about, can you imagine the holy mortifying shame of it, he said, if the president was from Cork. Hello, I'm the president of Ireland. Most importantly though, I'm from Cork.
I saw that. I watched it a few times, actually, because it's a good
thing. And did you hear him if Neil Armstrong was from Cork? That's one small step for a man, but it's not Cork.
but he actually latched onto the stone, I think, that day as well. I actually have a bus in Northside till I die about the South Side now as well. Mm-hmm. The song is actually pleasing everybody because Tommy brought it up that day about the South Side, and my cousin Willie O'Neill, he's not well in hospital, and I sang it on Sunday live on Facebook, and I included Willie in it this time. Get well, Willie, if you're listening, and all the O'Neills out the South Side.
Yeah, you've a verse in there now called Southside Till I Die.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that a permanent verse?
Yeah, I sing it all the time. Get a bit of banter going. And there's actually a GAA club in Dublin have adopted it, and a motorbike club in Kilkenny, Waterford, have adopted it and changed the lyrics to their own to suit themselves. It's still Northside. But yeah, I changed it. I spent a lot of my childhood out mahing, you know. My mother would have died really young, and I would have spent a lot of time out there.
There's a Southside stronghold.
With my auntie and my cousin, and really, we grew up together. And so the verse I put in was, if I went out to Mahon, I wouldn't be a stranger. I played for Castle Rovers and togged out for Ringman Rangers. And up in the Red Cove, I enjoyed many a drink. And it was down in the Lakelands that I played my first gig. And that's the truth, because a fella called Aidan Foley, he gave me my first paying gig out in the Lakelands bar about 6 years ago.
Wow.
And I never looked back since then. I remember ringing my wife that night and saying, I said, I don't think I'm up to this at all. I said, I think I'm just going to tell him I feel a bit sick. And I was a grown man. But when I saw fellas that I used to hang around with and play a ball with and stuff coming in to see me playing, I started getting nervous, and I played 3 songs, and after the 3 songs, I never, ever looked back. As Christy Moore says, I was bitten by the ballad bug. I was bitten by the bug, and just the writing took hold then, and I've enjoyed a really good writing career since. I've worked with Roy Keane, Joe Duffy on the 2 occasions, the Birmingham Six, Teddy McCarthy. Just as the list goes on, and there's more to come, and I'm really enjoying it.
That's the job. I was bitten by the ballad bug, and ever since the wound has never healed, said Christy. Do you think that the Southsiders, as you know, as proud as they are of where they live and where they come from, or whatever, keep it more or less a little bit more reserved than the Northsiders, who invariably wear their pride for their place on their hearts and wear their hearts in their sleeves, really, about their pride of being a Norrie and proud of being from the North Side?
Well, a lot of them out there that I have met on my travels are actually North Siders that moved out there. And we get a greater bit of a banter going. But
There was a great thing before, you know, if there was no epidural in Kerry. And you meet a fellow from Kerry, oh, Christ, hello. And they said, where are you from? I'm from Kerry, Listowel. And I said, no, really though, where were you born? No, I'm from Kerry. No, where were you born? Where were you born? And they'd have to admit they were born in Cork because there was no epidural in Kerry. So you're a Corkman. Oh, get lashed, will you?
I personally think, Mick, that I would class myself as a real deal Norrie over where I come from, right? Because I come from in around the St. Mary's Road area of the North Side, just off Shandon Street. and long before all the fields and all that were all empty, and long before they were all built in with Farranry and all them places, that's where my grandparents came from, was in around there. I just think, yeah, there's people from the south side that are very, very proud of where they come from, very proud of their clubs, and very proud of their street names out the south side. You know, Plunkett, Connolly, Clark, Pierce. You know, that like, if those streets were in the north side would be the best place on earth. Because it would just make us, you know. But no, I'm only
joking. But Miles, you know, aren't they all in Cork?
Yeah, there's loads of, I mean, the north side, there's Spriggs Road, Delaney Park, I suppose McCurtain Street in the north side, you know, McSweeney's Villas.
Oh, McCurtain Street in the Victorian Quarter. We should be talking about that later as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. I'd rather keep it the name it has at the moment. But going back to the south side people, yes, of course, they're very proud. I mean, I know a lot of boys playing with the Dows, and I know a lot of fellas played with Redmond and Clare Celtic and Everton, and a lot of boys involved in Everton, and they're all very proud of their clubs and where they come from. But
Miles, will you stay with me for a couple of minutes while we let people who have, and I'm hearing it for the first time as well, while we have let people who don't know what we're talking about in on the secret. Will you stay with me for a second? Thanks a mil. Cheers.
Go on.
Thanks. Here we go. Northside Till I Die from Miles Gaffney.
Oh, I'm Northside till I die. The Northside till I die. I. Sure I am, I know I am. Northside till I die. I. Oh, the Northside till I die. Northside till I die, aye. Sure I am, I know I am. Northside till I die. Oh, we have Knocka and Churchfield and Old Blackpool, and up in the north, man, where I went to school. I grew up on the north side, doing no harm. I was born and raised on Redemption Road. It used to be a farm. Oh, I'm Northside till I die. Northside till I die. Sure I am, I know I am. Northside till I die. I listen to the stories me nan would tell. Stories about Blarney Street and the jail on Sundays, well. Stories about the North Chapel and the Shandon Bell she tell. About Nashes and the Cold Gay and old Spangle Hill as well. She was Northside till she died. Northside till she died. Sure she was, I know she was. Northside till she died. Oh, when I sing the wives at Fairhill, it gives me such a thrill. Stories about the ladies and the boys from Dublin Hill. The Glenbury and Mayfield and Grana Brother too. They all make up the north side. It belongs to me and you. Oh, we're north side till we die. North side till we die. Just show we are, we know we are. North side till we die. The people of the north side, they watch each other's backs. And if you call upon the door, you'll be greeted with tea and snacks. You'll be called a lorry, it fills my heart with pride. And no matter where I roam, my home is the north side. Oh, I'm north side till I die. North side till I die. Just sure I am, I know I am. I'm north side till I die. Oh, the north side till I die. The north side till I die. Sure I am, and I know I am. The north side till I die. Oh, the north side till I die. The north side till I die. Sure I am, and I know I am. I'm north side till I die.
Miles Gaffney, who's with us on the programme this morning at Northside Till I Die. I have to say, that's not a very anti-Southside song. That's just a song that's really, really proud of where you're from, Miles.
That's it. And I always say that when, and it was said to me before, like, it's just, I always say that this song is about me, and this is how I feel about where I come from, and I'm very proud of who I am, and you should, anybody from wherever you are, be proud of who you are, like, and be proud of your roots and who you are and who you come, where you come from, you know. And
it gives a fantastic sense of place, I have to say.
you know, thank you very much, Mick. So, yeah, it's just...
Can you answer me this one? And, you know, you mentioned the coal cane there, and I would consider probably the coal cane neither north side nor south side, because it's kind of in the Manhattan Island of Cork, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I listened to the stories my nan would tell, right? So my nan had real cock, cock way as a bowler. My other grandmother's still alive, actually. Hello, Nan, if you're listening. But my grandmother O'Neill, Kitty, she had great, she was from St. Mary's Road. She had great cock ways about her, like, you know. Like the dinner she cooked were all traditional Cork dinners. You know, the word she used, to go down Shannon Street for a message, going to Paddy Toomey's for me. You know, she had the Cork way about her. And she used to speak about the coal cane and tell stories about long ago, as she would call it.
My great-grandmother was a Shawley on the coal cane, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think she came from Spangle Hill. Where's Spangle Hill these days?
Well,
I guess it's in the same place, it's just not called Spangle Hill.
Yeah, well, my grandmother would say out north Spangle Hill long ago, so what she meant by that was just out in Fanry, really. Before Fanry was built, it was called Spangle Hill, and that verse is about her, because that's what she used to say. She would tell me stories about long ago. She'd say, long ago, no, old Spangle Hill, we go for a walk, or long ago, no, we go down around Shandon, or long ago in the North Chapel, you know, and tell the stories about what she knew. She was great for telling the old ghost stories, and she'd bring in all the Marys when we were younger, and we'd be terrified. And that whole verse, I listened to the stories me nan would tell, and me nan is my nan, but that's the way we speak. Me nan,
of course, me mam, me dad, me nan. So yeah, still today.
And, so that whole verse was extracted from my grandmother and what she taught me and what she told me in stories of years ago, God rest her. And so it's old Spangle Hill, the coal case, so that's where Spangle Hill is now, is Farnry, that's what it is today, like.
Okay.
You know, that's where it is. The coal cane, that's the stories, and you know, she might send you for the message down the coal cane. While she sends you for the message, then she'll tell you who to look for down the coal cane if you were buying something. That's, before she sends you down.
That's another word that's gone. You know, I'm going out for the messages.
Yeah, the messages, like, they go down to Paddy Toomey's out for a message, and on the way, then going to your mom, and then, you know, flying to Clifford's, and, you know, and the best thing about it is when you get sent for the message, then say if you were sending to Paddy Toomey's now, say for £3. Of mints, to say back then, well, you'd only get like 250 mints, and you'd take 50 pence, and you'd go into Clare Armands then on the way up, long God rest her, you know, poor old Clare, she passed away a couple of months ago, but like, we always had a knack with the messages to get a few bob for yourself down Rose Shannon Street, like, you know, you get an old pastry off Liam Armand for 10 pence, you know, you'd never get what she really sent you down for, but she knew that, like, you know.
It was all part of the crack, wasn't it? Listen, we have a lady from the south side, from Carrigaline, wants to come on, but she's born and bred in Grona Brohurst, so she's north side till she dies as well. And that's Eileen. Hi, Eileen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. You're bursting with pride, are you?
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that song of Grona Brohurst and all what he's saying there now about going down Shandon Street to Omna Hearns and going to Gill's for milk and down for Brust and Shandon Street. Oh, I'm delighted to hear all that story. I'm delighted. But when we were growing up, we had a song about Grona as well. But it wouldn't have been aired as good as what he's singing now.
Oh, go on, give us a blast of it.
It just says that there's a dear old spot in Cork City we call Gron, far away from all the pubs and all the ponds. To get there, you must bike it, hike it if you like it, all for one and one for all, above and Gron.
Wow.
And then it says, the Father Harrigan has built a big new hall for all the boys and girls up in Gron. Then again, to get there, you must bike it, hike it if you like it, all in one and one for all, above and Gron.
And was there no pubs up in Gron at that time, no?
I suppose there was, like, but sure.
One or two.
But I don't think there was, because, as I said, when I grew up in Grown, all Knocknaheeny were fields.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to go up there picking turnips or potatoes or whatever, stocking apples or whatever was going. We did it, you know, but they were great old times there. But I'm delighted to hear that song about Grown, the North Side.
There you go, Miles. That's
well, thanks.
That's
and
praise,
you know,
indeed.
Who wrote that song, One for One and All for All, Above and Grind? As far as I know, it was a man named Billy Bullman wrote that song.
Yeah.
And I actually started off playing music. Actually, the guy who actually got me into playing music was Billy Bullman's nephew, Don Bullman.
Yeah.
And so it's a small world there, isn't it? That's Billy Bullman. I think he retired and went out to Spain playing music, I think, or something like that. But he wrote that song. One for one, one for all, above and gone.
Yeah, a lot of verses in it, but we used to sing it now, as I said, you know, when we'd sit around in the top field. Remember the top field down by the church? We used to sit around down there.
We used to have a tournament there, and we were young for this in the summer, a game of ball there, with all the different fellas we'd be playing, all the different streets. We'd play each other up in the church field.
Yeah, that's right. It is, they built houses there now. So, I mean, Gran is a way different place now to what it used to be, but...
I worked in Gran for about 10 years, and before we start getting texts that he never worked a day in his life, I'll admit that as well. But I attended work in Churchfield and Gran na Brothair in the telecom building there. And it's a different Gran now. I remember at the time you'd get your paycheck and you'd be given a half an hour to cash it. And we'd cash it in Popham's Road. There was a shop there.
That's right. A post office there.
Post office and shop. What was the guy's name?
Yes. Was he Healy?
The Sorensen. I met Frederick Sorensen had that shop, didn't he?
No, it's...
Maybe that changed hands a few times. I do think so.
It did change hands a few times. This would have been back in the early 80s now, but...
There was a Norman shop there as well.
Was that up the hill from the Sunbeam?
Yes, just up the hill from the Sunderland on Popham's Road, yeah.
That's right.
Eileen, did you say when you were talking to Brenda there that there's Carrigaline is full of Norries, is it?
A lot of Norries in Carrigaline, a lot of Norries, but all very proud of the north side.
Mm-hmm.
All very proud, you've no problem. Oh, I'm from the north side, girl, are you with there too? Oh, very proud of the north side. So where we born and reared, that's lovely.
I often wondered, growing up in Cove, were we all Norries as well? Because what's the definition of a Northsider? Is if the river flows south of you?
What about it?
I tell you, we own it all. We own the world, Mick.
We rule the world.
Jerome is the guy's name. Jerome's shop. Remember, Jerome, he owned that shop, a lovely gentleman, and he'd cash our paychecks every Thursday, whatever. Jerome Curtin was his
name. Is that, one, is that the McGee shop, is it? Is that the one below, and it's on in the hill?
It's on the very steep part of the hill, halfway between Gran and Sunbeam.
Yes, it's just, in other words, it's down the hill from the church, and it's up the hill from the Sunbeam. So it is there in the middle, and it's in off the road, so you have to go in on a wide footpath into it.
Mm.
So that's it, and surrounded by houses. It was the only shop on Poppins Road. Is that what you called it? It's called that.
That's right. Yeah. It was a shop post office, and he was a character. When you mention halfway between, I'm reminded of a great story when the Elysian wasn't as full as it is now. Remember the recession came, and it was essentially empty. And somebody was looking for the Sextant Bar, which of course, sadly, is now closed as well. And the instruction he was given by a true Corkonian was, 'tis halfway between the Idle Hour and the Idle Tower.
The Idle Hour. Yeah, true. It is so then, the saying was, yeah.
Eileen, thanks for coming on this morning.
Well, thanks. Lovely to hear us again. Sing it again for us.
Sing it again. You're bursting with pride anyway, Eileen. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank
you. Have a good day, Eileen. God bless.
And you too. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eileen. Miles, one word of criticism. Apparently you never mentioned the Glen in that song. Maybe it is in the song, but it's not in the version we played.
This one always comes up. When I wrote that song, remember now, lads, I wrote this at 4 o'clock in the morning. The lady part of it, actually, I'm going to let a secret out now, and the boys above in Delaney's will probably go mental, John Mayer and all the lads. But I was actually on about Conn and Jeremiah Delaney, the two brothers.
Okay.
And then Delaney's, when a few of the lads, and I'd have a very strong support within Delaney's J Club. A lot of people involved in the J Club would follow me to the gigs and stuff, and of course when they first heard it, they were like, yes, they have to put us into it. But you know what, they gave me an option when they said it then, because I said, yeah I know about it. And then when Mayfield won the All-Ireland and they played the song, they adopted it as their anthem, and they played the song in the dressing rooms of Croke Park, something I was very proud of. It's such a historic ground as Croke Park.
Wow.
And the videos are sent to me of 60, 70 lads singing "North Side Till We Die" and the jukebox going.
I know you can't write now, Miles, but did you ever think of sending your wife out on other hens with the girls? You can write more stuff.
Actually, I have a new album on the way. I'm on my third album, Mick. Like, I was nominated for 2 Grammys. I won the Irish Folk Album of the Year in 2017. You know, I done really well. I had a couple of viral hits on online and stuff. So, so I'm writing away. I have a new album sitting out in there. Studio here,
and I just can't do anything with it at the moment with the current situation. Like, there's about 3 hours left on the album, so I'll brand new material, and I just stood over it myself.
Could you not send it to a producer and work virtually with them online or something like that?
Well, to be honest, there's only about 3 hours left in it, and all this is a bit of flute and a bit of villain pipe. Not much.
Oh, you need contributions, not just production work.
Yeah,
this is me.
It's actually finished, and when I listen over it, I'm saying, no, I want to change that. So I just rang the lads, and, you know, and the girl that plays the pipes is from Waterford, and she can't get up, and it's just a mess at the moment.
But can I give you a message, Miles? Can I give you a message from one of our listeners? And I want to talk to you briefly about this as well. Great to hear Miles on with you. He's keeping us all sane with his live songs on Facebook. See you soon, Miles, please God. Cheers, says Mags in Ballyfihan. Now, in this restrictive times we live in, people are resorting a lot to Zoom and to WebEx and to Skype and to other ways of keeping in touch. There are virtual pubs opening. Friends who would gather normally around a bar are gathering around a screen. I was watching a very, very fantastically supported gig the other night by Paul Hannon from Cove, who does it. Yeah. I think they do it every Sunday night. Jamie Stanton came on after him. So you're obviously doing your bit. Where can people find you on Facebook?
It's just Miles Gaffney Songwriter. I have a Miles Gaffney page, but look, that's just me, a couple of friends and stuff. I don't post anything about music on that. It's Miles Gaffney Songwriter on Facebook, on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. I just do kind of an hour a week because I don't want people to get fed up with the same show or, you know, similar stuff. My kids get involved, and what I'm doing a lot lately is I'm getting private requests, you know, for people who are ill and stuff like that. So I just do them videos privately. Okay. And I've a couple. We done a gig online for Trocra last Thursday. We rose $3,500.
Fantastic. Can I issue a small bit of a challenge here?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you write a verse about how the Northside Proud People are dealing with the isolation and the restrictions and COVID-19 and how the Northside will rise again from, you know, this invisible enemy, and they'll beat it and all that kind of thing. And
that'll be no problem. I'll write it there Friday, Saturday night.
How long will it take you to write it? I was going to say, Neil is back on Thursday. If you could do it by tomorrow, that'd be great.
Oh, I could do it by I might do all right. So
only if it's good enough now, right? Don't rush it.
I'll get on it this evening. I know. Look, it's still fairly, as I said, the song was written very simply for young people to grasp it very quick, and it worked. The verses are easy enough to put together, really. I mean, I write a lot about the truth and social issues and historical events and stuff. And when you're writing about the truth, it's very easy because you're only writing about what you see and how you feel and what you know.
What you're seeing now is empty streets, empty churches, half-empty shops, empty pubs. It's a Northside like Northsiders have never seen before. Except maybe on Christmas Day, you know?
Yeah, it is. But even our interaction with our neighbours and stuff like that, you know, like, I mean, the Northside, the doors are open. You can always bang on the door and say, well, you know, drop a milk there, a bit of sugar, or a couple of loaves of bread there, or things like that. That's the way the Northside operates. I'm sure other areas all over the city do as well. But all that has been taken away from us, the simple way of life that a lot of us live up here. And we can't call to our loved ones. I mean, you know, my own family, my own wife longs to call to her mother and go into the house, but she can't. She's standing in the garden, and you know, it's just, you know, we like doing that, calling to a house for a chat and a mug of tea, and you know, that's all gone. It's all this simplistic way of life that we live is gone. I don't know, but it'll be back, and we will get it back.
And I think that's the spirit of the verse, and we'll all meet again on top of the hill when this is all over and all this kind of thing. Is Miles any relation to the great singer-songwriter Brian Gaffney from Tralee, I'm asked?
I'm not. No, we're from Sligo. We're from a place called Givan, Sligo. My grandfather was the only Gaffney man to settle in Cork.
Wow.
So I'm not any relation to any other Gaffneys in Cork, only my own uncles, that's it.
Okay.
The rest of us are all scattered everywhere.
Well, if you can get a COVID-19 verse and have it good-humoured and uplifting, because we don't want any doom and gloom now, we'll happily give you an outing to add it into that wonderful song. And as I mentioned again, it's almost like getting the Norrie knighthood if you're mentioned in your song. Well done to you. Thanks, Miles.
Right. No bother, Mick. Thanks for having me on, and stay safe. God bless you.
You too, man. All the best.